It's time for the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show. I'm Paul Ramo for Q92 Sports. This morning we will visit with area baseball coaches to see how their teams did this past week and what's on the schedule for this week. Now, the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show right here on Q92. And a good Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio for another Baseball Coaches Show. And happy 4th of July. What a beautiful morning and day it'll be here in our Q92 listening area. Hey, we're going to take a break. We've got a lot of baseball to talk about in the next hour. And we'll visit here with Caden Fernholz, the manager of the Madison American Legion baseball team, after this word from our fine sponsors.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Minnesota summer. The sun, when it's not too hot. The wildlife. Ouch. And the unexpected. But at Mall of America, the perfect summer escape happens at the great indoors. 128 air-conditioned acres that make any day feel like a sunny vacation. Unleash the fam at Nickelodeon Universe. We're talking 5 football fields worth of rides and attractions. It's a whatever-the-weather summer at the great indoors. Only at Mall of America.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Madison American Legion Baseball with manager Caden Fernholz. Good morning, Caden.
Morning, Paul.
Everybody's up at the lake this weekend, right?
Yeah, we are.
Enjoying the lake, the beach, or are you fishing?
I've been out on the boat a lot, just surfing and whatnot.
Okay, cool. Good.
So, got some good weather here, so.
That's right. You got the brats or steaks on the grill yet today?
Yeah, I think Dad got some brisket going, so we're going to be eating good tonight.
All right. I'll join you. I love brisket. All right. Well, Caden, let's talk about the Madison American Legion baseball team. How'd you guys do this past week?
We split our games this week going 1-1. We lost on Monday to a tough Monty team 1-6, and then we rebounded on Wednesday winning 11-1 against McRae.
Okay, yeah. Well, tell us about the Monty game on Monday. I broadcast that game. Both teams are very good. Just had a few errors there.
Yeah, both teams are solid, and we kind of just had a rough first inning and gave up 4 runs. And against a good team like that, you can't let them get a big lead early like that, because we faced one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitchers in the league, and we struggled to kind of put the bat on the ball against him.
Okay. All right. Tell us a little bit about how the game went, and you got some stats there in front of you?
Yeah, we only had 2 hits on the day with Nolan Smith, who's been a steady presence in the lineup all year, and then Jackson Fernholz was able to get a hit during that game. And Gavin Myers started on the mound. He only threw the first inning. Then we went to Carter Mullen, who threw 5 really good relief innings, going 5 innings, giving up 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, and striking out 2. And then Bryson Danzies and pitched 1 scoreless inning at the end there.
Okay. Yeah, any more on the Monty game there?
No, I think that's about it. They're okay. A tough team, but I think if we play our best baseball, we we can definitely beat them.
Yep. Well, you had high praise from Bart Hill. He helped me broadcast the game Monday. You know, Bart's Hall of Fame baseball coach and stuff. He goes, well, I would do this, and then you would do it every time. So he taught you well there, Caden, didn't he?
Yeah, I learned a lot from him throughout my years, yep, being around the baseball field and being coached by him.
Yep, okay. All right, that was Monday against Montevideo, and then the other game was when?
Then Wednesday night we traveled to Raymond to take on McCrae.
Okay, and that's played in Raymond, right? They play their games in Raymond. Okay, that's a pretty nice field, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nice field. I know they're hosting their region tournament, so they have the field looking nice, and it played really well.
Oh, they are hosting the tournament, the Legion tournament this weekend? This year?
Region tournament for amateur baseball.
Oh, amateur baseball, okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a good town team too, don't they?
Yeah, they've got a tough team over there.
Yep. Okay. All right, talk about that game then.
Yeah, we knew they're a tough team. They've got some really good batters up in their lineup, some solid pitchers, but we came out and put up 5 runs in the second inning and 5 runs in the third, and then capping out with 1 in the fifth to beat them 11-1.
Okay, you put up 11 hits, or 11 runs. How many hits did you have?
We had 11 runs on 11 hits. So
okay.
There are lots of hits for us. I can go through that quick.
Yep.
Gavin Mortensen led us off, going 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Easton Fernals was 1-for-4 with an RBI. Nolan Smith was 2-for-2. Tanner Tilbury had a big night, going 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs. Jackson Fernals was 1-for-3 with an RBI. And then Carter Moen was 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. So a lot of contributions through the lineup. I think we had 4 guys with multiple hits. So it's great to see against 2 solid pitchers. I know they faced the same pitcher during the high school season and kind of struggled, but okay, he came out and swung the bats well, so that was good to see.
Well, I'll talk about some of your players. That you know, from top to bottom, your batting order is they're producing, aren't they?
Yeah, we've got a really deep lineup this year, which is makes it really hard on opposing pitchers. And if we can keep those bats going through the lineup, it'll be good. And then Nolan Smith threw that game, going all 5 innings, giving up 4 hits, 1 unearned run, and striking out 3. So he's been a steady presence on the mound for us. And
okay. Yeah, I noticed in all your wins here, you're basically in double figures scoring our runs. That's pretty impressive for
yeah,
the season
like so far.
Seems
like when it rains, it pours for us.
What's that?
It seems like when it rains, it pours.
Yeah. Who is playing well for you that stand out in your mind there, Caden?
Nolan Smith has definitely led us at the plate and on the mound. And then seems like a lot of the younger guys, like Carter Moen, Easton Fernals, Jackson Fernals, Tanner Tilbury, they're all playing really well, as well as Gavin Mortensen. He leads off for us, and it seems like he's on base every time he comes up.
Okay. All right. So that final score against McCrae was what again?
11-1.
11-1. Anything else on the game? Who pitched for you? Did you say Nolan?
Yep, Nolan threw all 5, and he was solid like usual.
Okay, good. All right. Well, yeah, 1-1 on the week, and then he kind of taking the fourth off here and get right back at it Monday, I understand.
Yeah, we've got a big week next week for our last 2 regular season games. We go to Dawson on Monday for a Junior Legion doubleheader, so should be a good crowd there for that, and it's always going to be a good game when you go play them. They've got a nice team there.
I understand they're going to be honoring veterans between the games there. So they're asking any veteran to come over to Nelson Field there on Monday, and they're going to have a kind of a little program there between games. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Okay. Yeah, then Monday that in Dawson, and what's your last game?
And then Thursday we play in Bird Island for our last regular season game, which sounds like they've got a tougher team this year. Usually they're down, but this year they've been playing some good ball, so that'll be a good challenge for us.
Okay, so 2 games. Hard to believe the playoffs are, what, that following week, right?
Yeah, they start the following Thursday, so okay. It's a quick season, but we've had a lot of fun and played some good ball so far.
How's the playoff system set up? Are you a seed? Do you possibly get home games? How are you guys sitting?
It's going to be a 5-team double elimination bracket with us, Monty, Dawson, Granite Falls and Cottonwood. So I think if we win out, we got a chance to play a home game next Thursday, and then the rest will be in Dawson that Friday, Saturday following.
Okay, good. All right, Caden, anything else? Did we touch on everything then?
I think that's it for this week.
All right, well, thanks for the report, and enjoy your brisket tonight then.
Yeah, I sure will. Thanks, Paul.
All right, we'll talk to you Monday. We'll be broadcasting the game on Monday, so.
Sounds good. See you then.
Yep, that's Caden Fernalls, manager of the Madison American Legion team. We'll take a commercial break, come back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show right after this.
Come on over to Madison, Minnesota, Saturday, July 4th. Celebrate Independence Day and the 250th anniversary of America. Starts out with a pancake breakfast at the BFW at 9. Community church service at the Prairie Arts Center at 10. Declaration of Independence in the Courthouse Green at 1. Hot dogs and root beer floats from 1 to 3 at the Prairie Arts Center. Free swimming all day, sponsored by the Madison BFW Club. Jazz by the Lackbarrow Players at the Courthouse Green at 4. Movie Young Washington at the Grand at 7 p.m. And a big fireworks display at 10 o'clock at the fairgrounds. Twice the usual display, sponsored by the Madison Area Chamber of Commerce. All during Independence Day, Saturday, July 4th in Madison, Minnesota. Be there.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
All right, continuing on with the Baseball Coaches Show on this beautiful 4th of July Saturday morning. We're going to travel over to Rosen, where Tyler Ottelman is, the manager of the Rosen Express. He's sitting outside enjoying a beautiful morning, too. Right, Tyler?
Yes, I am. Sun's beating on me and a little slight breeze, and it feels beautiful out.
That's right. Great day to play baseball, too, right?
Yes, it is. It's a great day to play baseball on there. Rosen, it seems like forever we've been playing on the 4th of July, and this is kind of an annual tradition. So.
That's right. Who are you playing? What time this afternoon?
Today we play the Clinton Cards. We'll come down, and we play them at 2:30 today.
Okay, great. Well, you can go watch Rosen this afternoon, and Madison's got a lot of 4th of July festivities activities as well, so, and fireworks tonight. So, all right. Well, Tyler, tell us how the Rosen Express did this past weekend.
Yeah, Rosen, we host their annual Busch Light Invite we've been doing. As you listened maybe last week to us with Bart Hill, in studio, we lost to Madison 2-1, kind of right at the last inning. But then Saturday morning, Rosen played two games that day. One of them we hosted right away was Sacred Heart, and Rosen right away got on the board early by scoring three runs right away in that first inning, batted around, and then scored three runs, and then Sacred Heart came back and scored three. And Rosen came back to follow them up and scored three runs in the fourth inning. Sacred Hearts scored four runs in the fifth inning. And to kind of put us up was Davis Patcher getting on and Preston Kraft with an RBI. And Rosen ended up winning 8-7 on the day. It was kind of a back and forth. Rosen got up and kind of Sacred Heart came back, and it was kind of a back and forth match, but Rosen prevailed at the end. Some stats on the day for Rosen on the 8-7 victory. Devin Booth started the game for Rosen. He went 5 2/3 innings, giving up 6 hits, 7 runs, which 4 of them were earned, 1 hit batter, 1 walk and 7 strikeouts. And Davis Patcher ended up getting the win on the day, going 2 innings in the third, giving up 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. And then pitcher hitting for the day, leading the charge was Davis Patzer with two hits, Preston Kraft with two hits, and a double with three RBI. And other guys with hits were Drew Boots with a hit, Nate Strong with a hit, Devin Boots with a hit, Christian Canton with a hit and two RBI, and Carter Moen with a hit and RBI. First hit of his amateur career there. So came up big there in the first inning with a two-strike count and came out kind of just a little blooper over and big run there. So
who was that again?
Carter Moen.
Carter, maybe first just, amateur base hit, huh?
Yep, maybe you just heard Caden Fernholz talk about him just in the segment before, how he's been hitting well or kind of coming up. Carter Moen's a young player on our team, and, had a nice big hit there.
Good.
So hopefully more to come here.
Yeah, he's young.
So, yes, very young. I believe he's a sophomore, going to be a junior next year. And, his uncle played with Rosen for a while, and his dad or his grandpa played for way back in the day. So, it's good to see Carter coming in.
Good. All right. But, good win for you there.
Yep. So then next, we played right after. We played Montrose Waverly. That game kind of got out of hand early and some errors, and Montrose is a very good hitting team. They come from the east there, and they play a lot of good teams, and kind of got early. We got down early and kind of got ugly from there. Not a lot of great things happened for Rosen, but I just kind of chalk it up. We just flush it, and we got down early, and it just kind of spiraled out of control, playing three games within about 18 hours, and you could just tell we just kind of lost control there, and guys were tired, and by playing a lot of 21 innings and not a lot of time, so Rosen ended up losing 10-0 that game. Caden Mortensen started on the mound that day. He went three innings, giving up six hits, seven runs, which three of them were earned. He walked only two, struck out four. Then Dylan Kiman came in, and he pitched two and a third innings, giving up three runs on three hits, which all three were earned. He hit a batter. He didn't walk anyone, and then he struck out three. So, and then for hitting stats on the day, there wasn't much. Jacob Motz let off the game with a hit, and Drew Boots came in his next at bat and got a single, and that was all Rosen had for hits on the day. So, kind of a slow start and just sluggish, and we played a lot of baseball. In the last few hours, but we came back then Sunday. We lost to Montrose Waverly 10-0, but then we came back Sunday then and played again in the final day of the Bush League Invite.
Okay. And Sunday's game?
Sunday we played Wahpeton. Rosen hosted Wahpeton and it was kind of a back and forth game with Montrose or with Wahpeton kind of holding their on late in the game. Rosen ended up losing on the day 7-4. Christian Canton started on the mound for us. He went six innings, giving up 10 hits, which he gave up seven runs, which only four were earned. One hit batter, two walks, and five strikeouts. Evan Ingesmo came in, finished the seventh inning, giving up one hit, and no hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. And he came in, hasn't thrown much, but he came through a strong seventh inning there for us just to get us out of the inning. Hitting stats for the day, Preston Kraft led us with two hits, which one was an RBI, and other hits were Evan Ingesmo with a hit in RBI, Caden Mortensen with a hit, and Landon Weber with a hit, and Drew Boots with a hit. And Dylan Kiming also had an RBI on the day. So, kind of not a lot of stats there, but we played four games over the weekend. And four games in 3 days, and we had to use a lot of pitching, and guys got a lot of at-bats. And so
good.
We ended up losing that game to Wahpeton 7-4.
Okay. Talk about the Busch Light tournament. How long have you been holding that tournament in Rosen, Tyler?
We were actually just talking about this. Kind of funny. Mickey Rademacher got interviewed by some guys down towards the Metro. I'm talking Town Ball is their podcast. If anyone ever was interested in listening, they did over Memorial Weekend. And we've been doing it for at least 10 to 12 years, if I'm not mistaken. It was one of those things where we upgrade a lot of facilities, and we thought, oh, we should try this. You know, we should try doing this and kind of show off the field and kind of show off things in the area, I guess. And we've been doing it for quite a while, but I guess I don't really remember. I don't know if we've ever written it down when the first year was, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. So, I know everyone loves it. It's a great atmosphere there in Rosen. And I'm guessing a lot of Busch Light was consumed.
Yes, I know the bottling company likes that weekend, brings out a lot of beer for us. So,
yeah, Busch Light.
A lot of good memories. Though it's kind of funny. I put it on my phone, and kind of memories come up, and kind of former players, like we had Evan Benson there, things he was doing. Just a lot of, you know, meeting new people, new like Jordan's been down, teams from the cities have come down.
They love it too. The teams from the cities, they love it.
Yep, we play a game where you flip a quarter, and a lot of guys get in there, and they all laugh and think it's funny. And so, I know the one thing usually when they come out from the metro area is they tell them there's not an ATM machine nearby. You need to bring cash. You know, they just—it's kind of funny. I know the first year Baseball 365 came out. They're from Bloomington, and they got to the ball field, and after the game they were looking up and down the ballpark and up and down, and they said, how many people live here? And we said, roughly 30-35 people, and they just, you know, not 3,500.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right.
Funny.
Yep, good. Okay, we've got a couple minutes here. You had a couple more games this week? You there, Tyler?
Yep.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yep. Got a couple
minutes
left.
Like we were saying before, Rosen will host our annual 4th of July game. And then today at 2:30 against Clinton. And then we play next Wednesday in Chicago at 7:30.
Okay.
Would be our games.
All right. Yeah, so head on over to Rosen this afternoon. Even if you've never taken in an amateur baseball game before, it's worth the trip. It's a great atmosphere over there and a lot of fun. So who are you playing again this afternoon?
The Clinton Cards.
Clinton,
come
okay.
down today.
Yep. All right. Well, Tyler, thanks a lot for the report on the Rosen Express this morning, and good luck today, and we'll hear all about it next Saturday then.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Tyler Ottoman, manager of the Rosen Express. We'll take a break and hear from Jared Royland, the Madison VFW or Junior Legion coach, and also Braden Thompson from the Dawson Dirt Devils or Devil Dogs Legion team later on the coach's show.
Justin's a young farmer who felt overwhelmed. Equipment broke down, weather hurt the crops, costs rising, and prices falling. He felt hopeless. He said much he has to live for. Today, Justin focuses on what he can control and taking things one day at a time. Struggling? Call 988 anytime, 24/7. Paid for by the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Lots of things going on all around the Q92 listening area to celebrate the 250th birthday of the USA today, Independence Day, July 4th. Be sure to check your local schedules and participate in the activities going on. Today there will be music by Jerry and Joyce at the Prairie Ballroom, the Red Barn, west of Rosen, from 7 until 10 this evening. $10 cover charge for that event. See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, July 3rd through Monday, July 6th in Theater 1. It's Young Washington. That's Young Washington, PG-13 in Theater 1. In Theater 2, fun for the whole family with Monsters and Minions. That's Monsters and Minions, rated PG in Theater 2. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand.
Welcome back to the Saturday morning baseball coaches show. We're going to talk with Jared Royland, manager of the Madison VFW, or Junior Legion team. Good morning, Jared.
Morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Are you enjoying the 4th of July weekend so far?
Yeah. We're well underway.
you got plans to barbecue anything? I'm throwing things on the grill today.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll do some grilling and relax and... Yeah. The boys will be by the pool and, just have a good weekend.
Good.
Weekend free of baseball. That doesn't happen very often.
That's right. You get a free weekend.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I don't know who will enjoy it more, me or my wife.
Yeah, you're on part of the Mallards team and the coach of the Junior Legion team, so your family gets a lot of baseball in during the summer, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And my son he's in that third and fourth grade league that they've got going on, and so we get our fill during the summer.
Yeah, I saw your son played my grandson's team in Montevideo last week, so
I was
out there.
Yep. All right,
well, tell us how the Junior Legion team that did this past week.
So we just had with the 4th of July holiday, we just had one game on Tuesday this week. We played went up against a really good bold team. We're kind of all clustered at the top there in that around that second third place area. They're a really solid team year in and year out. We ended up dropping that game 8-2. It was a lot more of a competitive game than that final score shows. We jumped out to a lead in the second inning. We played some pretty good small ball. The bottom half of our order really helped us out a lot on Tuesday. We started off that second inning. Tanner Tilbury reached on an error, and then Max Young beat out a ground ball to the second baseman. And then we had he stole second base on the very next pitch, actually. And then Bryson Danzeisen came through with a big RBI single that put us up 1-0 early on in that game and gave us some momentum moving forward. And then we kind of sat there for the third inning, and then top of the fourth came around, and Bold had a threat going. I think they had two runners on, and then they had a sharply hit single to our right fielder Parker Kaloff, and I mean, I got to give Parker a lot of credit. He approached that ball just how we coach it. He came up firing and threw a dart to Tanner, our cutoff guy. And then we came through and got that relay to home plate and cut that third out down at the plate. And that was a huge momentum shift for our guys. Really got the whole dugout going, and that was awesome to see. And I was really, Parker's done that a couple times this year, and I was really happy to see him pull that through for us again. And we took that momentum going into the bottom of the fourth, and we strung three straight singles together. For Max Young led us off with a single. Bryson Danzeisen came through with another single, and Parker Kaloff squeezed a single through the right side of the infield to give the bases loaded. And then Bierke, our nine hitter, came up, and the old adage, put the ball in play and good things happen. Well, He put a ball in play right up the middle, and it was a tough play, and the second baseman ended up throwing the ball away, and Max came around to score, and that was a big second run to give us a little bit of wiggle room for a 2-0 lead going into the fifth inning. That was really big for us And we had Jackson Fernals on the mound. He pitched five really solid innings, gave us a really good chance to win that game. We came back to the top of the fifth, and Bold had a good inning. They got some guys on base and had a big I think it was a two out double that ended up scoring the first run, and then another single that followed that up scoring the second run, and so they knotted it up 2-2 there in the fifth inning. And I got to give them a lot of credit. It would have been easy after, you know, losing a run at the plate and us putting up another run, but they came, fired right back and put up two of their own in the top of the fifth. And so that's where we sat through five innings. And then we unfortunately just, our downfall came in the sixth inning. We had a lot of chances. I believe we got the first guy out. Yep, we started the inning, we got the first guy out, and then they followed that up with a single, two singles, but then our defense kind of fell apart and gave up two straight errors to let them bring a couple runs in, and then they had a bases clearing double that at the second half of that inning, and that really put us behind the eight ball. They ended up bringing across six runs in that inning, which led us to that 8-2 score. The really unfortunate thing for us was the fact that all six of those runs in that inning were unearned. Mm. It just goes to show, I talked to the boys after, you know, when we're playing good teams, errors like that, they really come back to bite you, and this one bit us really hard. But the boys got to learn from that and really focus on each play, each pitch, knowing exactly where you're going and focusing in and biting down on every single play, because you never know where it's going to come. And but like I said, I think that's a learning experience for us, and we're still right in that third seed with all of the tiebreakers going on. I'm not exactly sure how that's all going to shake out, but we've got three games left to go, and I mean, if we're going to have some errors like this, I'd like to have it in the regular season and a learning experience for us going into the playoffs. So
right.
it's not the outcome we wanted, but if we can learn and get better from it, I mean, we'll definitely take it.
Okay.
There was a lot of good things to take from this game too. It's just, it got overshadowed by one unfortunate inning.
Right. And what was that final score again, Jared?
The final score was 8-2 Bold.
Okay. All right. So, you got three. Anything else on that game, or
no? We were led by hits with Bryson DeNzeezen was 2-for-3 with two singles, and he had our lone RBI. I was really happy to see that he was putting the ball in play and squaring up some balls. Parker Koloff was 1-for-3. Like I said, he squared up a couple balls. One was for a hit, and another one he reached on an error. But it's really, it makes a world of difference to have, like I said, the bottom of our lineup putting the balls in play and getting on base and setting the table for the top half. That's a huge thing to have, and it's a really underrated thing that I really try to stress and get on the bottom of our order for is you guys are the table setters for the meat of our order. So anytime you can get on base and flip us over to the top, it's huge for us. And so they really came through. We had the bottom part of our order had three of our five hits. So, I mean, that's really what you asked for from them.
Good. Okay. Well, let's talk about this coming week. What do you got? What's the Junior Legion got for games?
Sure. Yeah, this week we'll have back-to-back games on Monday and Tuesday. Monday is we're going to have a Junior-Senior Legion doubleheader we're going to go to Dawson and play, like I said, a Junior-Senior Legion doubleheader. It worked out because we share a lot of our guys, you know, with the Senior Legion team, and it's always kind of fun to have those double headers and be able to see a couple of our games. And so we're going to have a first pitch at 5 o'clock that night with the Senior Legion to follow. I believe they're doing some salute to our troops or something between the two games. And so it'll be a really fun night over in Dawson. We're really looking forward to it.
Good.
And then on Tuesday we come back and we have our home season finale against Redwood, and that'll be a 6 o'clock first pitch. Hoping to have a solid 2-0 week and get us right back in the standings, right at the top of the league. We'd really like to track down that second seed, because the first 1 and 2 seeds host the first round of playoffs, and it's always fun to host a playoff game. And so that's kind of what we're aiming for right now, and we'll try to play our best ball
okay.
the last 2 weeks of the season, and then see where the seedings go from there.
All right, where was Wednesday's game, did you say?
Mondays in Dawson and Tuesdays at home.
Oh, Tuesday, not Wednesday. Tuesdays at home. Okay. All
yep.
right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, good luck this week with the Junior Legion team, Jared, and we'll hear all about it next Saturday then.
That sounds great, Paul. Thank you.
All right. Jared Royland, manager of the Madison Junior Legion team, will be back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show after this.
The Madison Municipal Liquor Store will be open Saturday, July 4th, regular hours, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. So stop by and taste High Noon Peach, the most popular drink in the USA. Have a happy and safe 4th of July from the staff at Madison Municipal Liquor Store. Once again, they will be open Saturday, July 4th.
I've been feeling so stressed, but I don't want to burden anyone.
I'm overwhelmed, and I don't know where to get support.
My brother's struggling, and I'm not sure how to help.
Mental Health Minnesota is here every day with free confidential support, resources, and screenings. You're not alone. Visit mentalhealthmn.org to get help for yourself or someone you care about. Paid for by Mental Health Minnesota, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
And welcome back again to the Baseball Coaches Show. Let's talk Dawson Legion Baseball with manager Braden Thompson. Good morning, Braden.
Good morning, Paul.
So what are you doing celebrating the 4th?
Just getting together with some family and our usual enjoy the lake time and hope for some nice weather.
And have something on the grill, I'm sure, huh?
yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, good. All right, Braden, kind of a short week for the Dawson Legion team this year, but you got some big games coming up.
Yeah, we just had one game this past week. We played Kirkhoven on Monday. Kind of an interesting game. We got that shot of rain Monday night, so we kind of had to pause in the bottom of the fourth inning for maybe 10 minutes or so. Kind of had some big drops coming down, but we were able to resume the game and
good.
Get it in. So,
yeah, that was kind of a, you know, off and on showers on Monday night, last Monday, wasn't there?
Yeah, we were kind of thinking maybe we would squeeze it in, but it was just so hot and humid. You know, we weren't quite sure what kind of weather we would get.
Right. All right, so how'd the Legion do?
We won 14-1. I have the stats here. Yep. Eli Olson started on the mound for us. Eli went 4 innings. He allowed 1 run. And then Colin Olson came in and got the save. So it was only 5 innings because we won 14-1. Kyan Mosing had 2 hits. Cam Sather had a hit. Nathan Hansen had 3 hits. Colin Olsen had 2 hits. Colton Bothan had 2 hits. Aiden Dahl had a hit. Holland Schacher had 2 hits. And then Ace Larson had a hit.
Wow, sounds like everybody got a hit in the game.
Yeah, I felt like that was our best game, you know, all around. We kind of, you know, had our bats going. So that was encouraging to see anyway.
Yeah.
Who pitched for you again?
Eli Olson started.
Okay, good.
All right, anything else on that game last Monday?
No, I think just with it being a short week, we were, you know, just happy to get a win and rest up now for 2 big games come Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, and I believe that wraps up the regular season then this week, right?
Yeah, so we actually have a makeup game with Sacred Heart that following Monday, the 13th. Oh. So we have 3 games left.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right, so what's coming up for the Dawson Legion then this week?
So Monday will be a big night. That's our Veterans Night. That'll be a Junior Legion and Senior Legion doubleheader. Junior Legion game is going to start at 5 o'clock, and there'll be the veterans recognition in between games. So we're thinking it'll be hopefully a good crowd and excited to see all of our veterans come out and be able to honor them.
Yeah, that's with Madison, right? Both games?
Yep, okay. Both games, Junior Legion, Senior Legion against Madison Monday night in Dawson.
Okay, so if any veterans are listening, are they welcome at Nelson Field then?
Absolutely, yep, please come on out.
Okay, and the concession stand will be open and grills will be going and it'll be a great time.
Yep, we'll have a free meal for all the veterans on hand Monday night.
Oh, a free meal for veterans, all right.
Yep.
That's great. That's great that you do that. So that's this Monday night, and we'll have that Legion, Senior Legion game for you on Q92. And what time will that start roughly around, Braden, you think?
Probably between 7:30 sometime
in
there.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have it on the air, and maybe we can talk to a few veterans between innings or something.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay. Yeah, that's Monday night in Dawson at Nelson Field. Then the other game?
Tuesday we'll also be home against Montevideo. That was a makeup game from a previously rained out game. So that'll be another big game for us, Montevideo, Tuesday night in Dawson.
Oh, wow. So you got 2 big Legion games this week.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that helps with the seeding, right?
Yeah, you're getting kind of to that time of year, you know, with the Legion where, you know, it comes so fast come July. You got the 4th of July, and then you're trying to squeeze in all your regular season games, and then playoffs come pretty quick as the Senior Legion comes, yeah.
Yep. So just 2 games next week?
Yep, 2 games next week, and then our final regular season game at Sacred Heart, Monday the 13th.
Okay. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard you guys are kind of hosting the Legion tournament this year? Or?
So the first, it in our pod, there's 5 teams. There's us, Madison, Granite Falls, Montevideo, and Cottonwood. So first round will be, I believe, Thursday the 16th, and that'll be all at the high seeds. And then from there, it'll be the tournament's all double elimination. So that Saturday, I believe there'll be 3 games. I think it's Saturday the 18th.
Yep.
3 games in Dawson, and then 1, possibly 2 games on that Sunday. So that'll be exciting. That'll be good. You know, it's always fun when we play Granite, when we play Madison, when we play Monty. So I think it'll be some exciting baseball.
All right. All right, real good. Braden, thanks for your time this morning, and enjoy the rest of the 4th, and we'll see you Monday night at Nelson Field for Veterans Night, right?
Yes, you too. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Braden Thompson, manager of the Dawson American Legion team. Take a break. Come back and with the baseball coaches show right after this.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour.
Join the Purist team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purist and apply online at puristfoods.com. Purist, safe people, safe food.
Lots of things going on all around the Q92 listening area to celebrate the 250th birthday of the USA today, Independence Day, July 4th. Be sure to check your local schedules and participate in the activities going on. Today there will be music by Jerry and Joyce at the Prairie Ballroom, the Red Barn, west of Rosen, from 7 until 10 this evening. $10 cover charge for that event. See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison showing Friday, July 3rd through Monday, July 6th in Theater 1. It's Young Washington. That's Young Washington, PG-13 in Theater 1. In Theater 2, fun for the whole family with Monsters and Minions. That's Monsters and Minions, rated PG in Theater 2. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand.
Well, that's going to wrap up another Baseball Coaches Show for this Saturday. And everyone have a great 4th of July day. And remember, fireworks tonight in Madison at 10 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show here on Q92. Tune in next week at 9 o'clock with more interviews with area baseball coaches right here on Q92. See you next Saturday morning. Have a great day.